Hello?
Hi, is this Ezra?
Yes.
Hi, Ezra. It's Samantha Hayes again. I'm so sorry for the delayed response. I just wanted to make sure that we have your account set up on the online portal, and that is why I just took some time. I apologize for that.
No problem.
All right, so how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing very well. Doing better after talking to you, and thank you for all your information and for helping me. Thank you so much.
I am so glad to hear that, Ezra, and I'm going to make sure that I do everything in my power to make this book a huge success. And that brings me to my next question. I would like to know a bit more about the book. What exactly is the book about, and how did you end up writing this book? What's the vision behind it?
Well, I analyze dreams and visions for people throughout the country. The name of the book is Dreams and Visions, a Dream and Vision Analyzation Guide.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, giving meanings to your dreams and your visions. At the bottom is a picture of a moon. At the bottom it says, dreams and visions are a confirmation from God. And on the back it says, positive tips of positive living. The first bullet says, I dream, but I don't remember my dream. The second bullet says, I don't dream when I'm asleep. And everybody dreams. They don't remember their dream. The third bullet says, I dream all the time, and that is not healthy for you to dream every night. And then another one says, the fourth bullet says, I see visions and images, which is they have a seer's anointing on them for a person that does that. And then the last one says, God gives us dreams and visions as solutions for our everyday problem. So I've been analyzing dreams for people ever since, I was born with it, with the gift. Anytime a person is born, you come fully loaded and equipped with everything that you will ever be. And so there's a word called manifestation. So as we walk in the spirit of obedience, things will begin to manifest in your life. So I have always had dreams and analyze dreams for people, and so I've had a lot of information, and I'm yet under construction, learning more. So I decided to write a guide, and even for people who don't have dreams and visions, there's a lot of nuggets that just help a person to find out who they are in Christ. And so it can bring activation, elevation, and acceleration in a person's life.
That is fascinating. Oh, my God. And this is all nonfiction, right?
No, this is real. This is real life. This book is right where people live. It's about salvation and deliverance. And so there's nothing funny, you know what I'm saying? And it's all spirit-driven and spirit-led by God. God has given me a lot of insight about dreams and visions and premonitions.
Wow.
You know what a premonition is?
Yes, I do. And you're God-gifted.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I am truly honored to be on this project with you.
Amen. Amen. And the reason I asked you about premonitions, we're supposed to have at least 3 or 4 every 6 months. And the reason we have that is God's way of letting us know that we're on the right path, because there's many paths. Proverbs 3:5 says, "In all your ways acknowledge the Lord, and He shall deliver your paths." And so, if you don't have a premonition, it's like, oh crap, where did I get off on the wrong path? Because premonitions should be a part of your life, where you walk into Walmart and you're like, oh, I've seen this before. What happened? Is the building going to blow up? No, it's just God's way of letting you know spiritual ordination and spiritual orchestration is being manifested in this, and it just gives a person chills. When I have one, I had like 3 or 4 last week. We spoke up in Kansas at a church, and I had 3 or 4. I mean, just back to back. It's like, oh, my Lord, thank you for allowing me to be. It's called spiritual alignment for God's spiritual assignments. And so I get nervous when I don't have those.
And how exactly would you define them? I mean, is it like visions, dreams, or?
Well, mine is what we call, you can have a dream, and then that dream, you can have a dream that you're walking in Target,
mm-hmm.
and you can, and so what happened, God will give you a dream, and he will seal it, and so you won't know until the time come for it
mm-hmm.
to be revealed, and you'll be walking in Target, and be like, oh, I had a dream of this. Oh, I've seen this before, so it could be
yes,
a vision.
It happens sometimes. I'm so sorry I'm interrupting you. A lot of time, you know, we get flashbacks or something familiar about the situation, and you're like, okay, is it like deja vu or something? And something is happening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's what it is.
It seems like it's the time or the history or that particular incident, it's repeating itself.
Right. And I have that in the book. It's called A Flash Dream. A flash dream is that, do you dream when you sleep at night?
Yes, of course. And I sometimes dream a lot. I mean, there are continuous dreams
okay.
for hours, so I don't know what that is about.
Okay. So this is what happened. And what is your first name again?
I'm sorry, I missed that. Yes, that is Samantha.
Yeah, what is your first name again?
Samantha.
Samantha. Okay. Okay. I thought I was talking. Are you the lady that I was talking to earlier?
Yes. I called you and I just gave you a quick overview and I told you that I'm going to call you back with the process.
Okay. I was thinking this was the lady I was on, the first lady.
No.
Okay,
you know, us women, we all sound the same over the phone. So I'm truly sorry
okay.
for that confusion.
Okay. What's her name? Haley?
Samantha, Haley was the first person you were talking to.
Okay. Well, that's who I thought you were. Okay. So, Samantha, so this is the way this works. When
mm-hmm.
you have a dream, you have the whole dream 100%. But when you wake up, you may only remember 65%.
Yes.
Because sometimes you'll know that your mother was in the back room, but you didn't see her. So how do I feel that my mother is in the back room? Because when you have the dream, you were cooking and your mother came in and got a glass of tea and went back to the room. So when you remember the dream, you don't remember the whole 100%. You only remember the 60%.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And so in my book, I have one of the categories is called a flash dream. F-L-A-S-H, a flash dream, just like a camera take a picture. So
mm-hmm.
what will happen, you'll have a dream 100%, but then God will just bring that dream back to you. Like, oh, I dreamed this before.
Right.
And that's what we call, we give that permission, we give that credit to that premonition as well, deja vu.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Oh, my God. I'm going to learn a lot from you, Ezra. Thank you so much for this information. Now, the next time I dream, I'm coming right straight to you, you know, to understand what that was about. Right now, I can't think of any dreams because I keep forgetting. As you said, we hardly remember, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right.
Right.
Okay, so Ezra,
that
brings me to my next question. And
okay.
I just would like to know if there is any publication date that you have in mind.
Well, I've sold about 10 books, 20 books, and like I said, the reason that I came to your company is that me and my wife have proofed this book 5 times, and every time we read it, we keep finding mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to reach out to someone because I know what I'm seeing, and no matter how many times I read it, it's in my mind what I'm thinking, and I'm not understanding. I'm not bringing the clarifications and the corrections. So
mm-hmm.
To answer your question, I'm telling people that the book would be ready in May. I got a lot
okay.
of people wanting it, and I just told them. I got 40 books over here from Snow Press.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was having them made. In, it's a place in Arizona, and they have a warehouse in Houston, and it's called Snowfall Press, and that's who
okay.
made my books. And I have 40 books that I cannot do. I mean, and I got 50 more books coming next week that I tried to ask the guy if I could cancel the order. So I'm going to have 90 books that I cannot sell. So I was telling him hopefully in May that I'll be able to have books for them to sell.
Okay, so that being said, I think majority of the work that is needed on the manuscript, it has to do with the compliance check. For example, we'll be covering the grammatical errors, typos, spelling mistakes, punctuations, and of course, the formatting and the layout of the book. Am I correct?
Okay. Well, what do you mean formatting, like putting it in on a page?
Well, formatting is the interior layout. It's part of the package. You know, once we are working on the edit mm-hmm. or once we are working on the revision of the book, of course, this is going to disrupt the actual format. And the format needs to be according to the publishing standards. So that's what I am talking about when I refer to formatting. Now, there are two ways of moving forward from here. But given the deadline, since you mentioned that you would like the book to be ready in May, I would suggest that we actually let the team do the evaluation. That's the first phase. They're going to review the entire book, and they will provide you an evaluation report within 5 to 6 working days. The standard time for an evaluation report is 7 to 8 working days, but since we are on an urgent deadline, I'm going to have that done within 4 to 5 working days max, okay? Now, what exactly happens in the evaluation process is that the team will skim through the book. They're going to figure out the strengths, the weaknesses, along with recommendations in order to improve the book, okay? They will be the suggestions that would possibly change or you can say improve the transition of the book. But one more thing, Ezra, you do not need to agree to all the suggestions and recommendations that are provided by the team. It is just a perception, right? So you go through and that is when we will determine whether we need to do the developmental editing on the book or we should just stick to the compliance check. So, for example, if you disagree with the recommendations and suggestions, we will just skip the developmental editing. We'll keep the book, the content, and the essence in terms of the transition of the storyline exactly the same. However, we'll be working on the compliance check throughout the book. Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So we'll need to determine that once we have the manuscript in hand. Now, that while we work on that, what about the book cover? I believe the book was ready and finalized, so I'm sure you have a book cover handy. Is that correct?
Yes. I have the book, and I have it on PDF. Everything, mm-hmm. the cover and the body is on PDF.
Okay.
And I have it on a hard copy as well.
Okay,
and
perfect.
On Microsoft Word.
Yes. So for the manuscript, I will need the Word file. And as for the book cover, you can send me the PDF. By the way, are you looking forward to getting some more suggestions on the book cover, or would you like to stick to the previous book cover?
Well, I would be open to see what you could do with this. You know, I mean, I wouldn't want to shortchange myself and say no. Let's leave it as is. I mean, you know, I would be interested in whatever they have.
Okay, perfect. In that situation, we will assign a designing team to actually provide you 2 initial concepts according to whatever information you provide in terms of the storyline of the book. And, of course, we're going to have the manuscript. So we'll initiate with 2 markups, and that is when you can decide whether you would like to proceed further on the new markups that we are providing or if you would like to stick to the existing one. Okay?
Okay. Okay,
all right. So this covers the basic services, which means the book cover and the editing. Once we have finalized the entire book in terms of editing, we will move forward towards the publication phase. And I see that there are 8 or 9 platforms included in your package, so we'll be publishing your book one by one individually on each one of these accounts, all right?
Okay.
before I do that, I'm going to send you one printed copy for you to review and confirm that everything is in place. That is when we will move forward to the publication phase and, of course, in order to send you the rest of the free printed copies. Make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. All right, so Ezra, the next thing that I would like you to do is to open up your email, and there will be an invitation sent to you from Creative Design Agency. That's the name of our online portal, and it's most likely going to be sent to you from Ella. Can you find that email from
Josh Baker?
Yes, that's
Baker?
The second. That's the second email. Josh Baker is the account manager. He will be taking care of the day-to-task activities. But there will be an initial email which would say something like, "Click
three.
Here to get started." Okay, so
yeah,
you need to
I
go to the
three,
first one.
First one. Okay. Okay.
What does it say?
All right. It says I'm Hallie Stringfellow joins the chat. And it's all
No, you need to skip that. Look at the second one.
Okay.
It should say something like, click here to get started.
Okay, this one is from Ella James. Is that the one?
Yes, correct. Now, looking to that email, it's going to give you an option to get started. You need to click on that.
Okay, there it is. Okay, there it is.
Perfect. Let me know once you have opened up the URL of that particular link. The first thing that it's going to ask you to do is set up your password. So you need to do that and move forward.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, are you done with the password?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, what do you see? I'm sure you must be logged into the portal right now. Do you see the options?
It says I would like to receive news about the teamwork. It has a box for me to check.
Skip this one.
And
check mark the second box, which says that which says something about storing your information. So skip the first checkbox.
Yeah, by signing up, you agree to
one.
Storing your data.
Correct.
Okay.
Click
All
on
right.
that and
okay.
proceed.
Okay. And now it's taking me to Notas has been found, is what it says.
Okay. Now you need to look right on top where your name is mentioned, and right next to it you'll find options like list, board, table, dashboard. You need to find the messages section for me. Find the option where it says messages.
Okay.
Okay, once you click on that, there is an existing thread created by Josh which says welcome on board. So you need to click on welcome on board.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Now once you click on welcome on board, this is the place or the page where your entire correspondence and communication will appear. So, for example, if we share something with you, it's going to appear right here. And in order to respond, you just need to go to the add reply option. Do you see that?
I see ghost editing service. Is that where I'm supposed to be at?
Did
I click the wrong one?
No. I think you need to go back again and then click where it says welcome on board.
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. Hello, Ezra. Okay, that one. All right.
Yes. So the next plan of action is that you need to download the attachment that is there along with Josh's message, and you can download that by clicking on the three dots, or sometimes you get an option which says download. Are you seeing any option like that?
Let's see. Well, I see three dots up at the top of the paper, on the left, on the right side.
Yes. Click on that, please.
Okay.
Does it tell you to download now?
It says first attachment, a copy link. Let me see what that one looks like. I must be doing something wrong because I saw I'm typing the three buttons, the three dots. Is that what I'm supposed to type in?
The three dots on the attachment itself. Do you see the Word file?
Okay. Yes.
And
it says file
Penguin,
attached.
Yes. And it says Penguin Book Editing Services, and there are three dots right on top of it, the three little dots.
Okay. So when I press the three dots, it just says mark as read and copy link.
No, no, no. I think you're at the wrong option. Let me see.
Okay, so let me go to,
Okay, you need to go back. By the way, Ezra, is this number available?
Mm-hmm.
Is this your cell number, the number I'm talking to you on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, it sure is.
Let me send you something here, and then maybe we can navigate this better. And don't worry about this. This is not going to be a hassle since you're using this for the first time. It's just taking some time for you to understand that. Otherwise, it is a very simple portal, and you'll be using only one option from this entire portal, which is more or less like an email exchange, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I am going to share something with you right now that will help you navigate the system. And let me take a screenshot. Okay. And here it is. All right, it's coming through, Ezra. You need to check your phone.
Okay.
Okay, I've sent you a screenshot of the page, and I have highlighted the three dots that I was talking about on the attachment. Do you see that?
Okay. All right. Yes, I see that. So let me go back to that.
If you are lost, you can go to the messages section again and then click on Welcome Aboard.
Okay. That's it. Okay. I see it now.
Okay, perfect. Now,
so
once you click on download,
once
you click on download, this file will be saved in your computer or whatever device you're using this Teamwork portal on. And what you need to do is that you need to upload your manuscript along with this brief form filled out to the best of your capabilities. And now let me explain how you can re-upload files. Now go back to the same page. Right below the file, you should see an option for add reply. Find that option for me, please.
You said go back to where now? Because right now it's the upload new version.
You need to go back to the same page. You know where Josh sent you a message? Messages section?
Okay. Okay, let me go back here. Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm there.
Okay, now do you see the option for add reply? You need to click on that.
Let's see. Add and reply right there.
Yes.
Okay.
Once you click on Add Reply, it's going to give you a drop box to type a message. And when you scroll down, just above the Post Your Reply option, there's an option to attach a file. Do you see that option?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Once you click on Attach a File, it gives you the option to add files. You don't need to go to any other option. Just click on Add Files, and it's going to redirect you to your computer.
So right now, I swear, say type a message. Do I need to type anything in there?
Yes, that is the most important thing. If you do not type a message, it won't allow you to post your reply. So whatever you're sending, you need to type a short message.
Okay, put it right there. Okay.
Let's do
a test run,
Ezra. If you have the manuscript in your computer, try and attach it here so I can confirm that you're doing it correct.
Okay, so go to Attach Files.
Yes.
Okay.
And then add files.
Okay. I just hit attach. Okay. Now I'm going to add.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me go and find Where is that here?
Yes.
Let me see. Because I had some updates, and I want to send you the latest one that I've done here. So let me go to my USB. Because I just sent one the other day and uploaded. So let me find that one. Let's see. It's April the 3rd, and I should have one since then. Let's see. Should have one with, let's see. I'm going to send you the latest one because I've been sending a whole lot. I'm going to type in Amazon, AMAZON. Okay. Dream book. Okay, there's one, the 24th. I'm going to send you this one because I did this one on the 24th. So that's, yeah.
That sounds
so
good.
You want the, do you want the PDF or the Word document?
Why don't you send me the Word file? Because I will need an editable version in order to, you know, assign this to the team
okay.
and have them edit it.
Okay. So I think, well, I just clicked it. It should let me know that it uploaded. Okay. So Ezra Randolph. That's the wrong one. I don't know how that one got on there. I guess
okay.
I...
Okay. You can remove
let
it.
Let me go back to that. I think I sent you the wrong one. I did.
Okay.
That's... Oh, wow. That was 21. Okay. I didn't look at the date. I did a first book, too. So, yeah, 2 years ago.
Oh,
so
okay.
Let me go over here to desktop.
Mm-hmm.
And let me go over here to, let's see. Let's go to that one right there. Okay. I should have already had this, but I don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Desktop. Let's see.
By the way, Ezra, once you attach the file, you will need to click on
mm-hmm.
Post Your Reply as well in order for me to receive it, okay?
Okay, all right.
Let me know once it's done, so I will refresh my page to see if I got it.
Okay. Okay. And you said I need to. I'm going to delete this first one. I'm going to delete that one. I just deleted the one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've added that. So what do you tell me to do? I've added it. I see it on here.
Mm-hmm. Now you
and
need
you
to click
to
on
select.
Post Your Reply. It's right at the bottom of the Add Files option. Do you see Post Your Reply?
And it's not letting me. It's not highlighted.
Okay, that is what I told you earlier. You need to type a message. So just write, here is the manuscript attached or anything like that.
Okay, all right. I see what you're saying.
Yes, and please bookmark
okay.
this or pin the tab so you don't have to continuously look for it.
Okay. Now let me see if I can send it now. There it is, your reply. Okay, I just sent it.
Okay,
and,
let me refresh and see if I got it. Bingo, I got it. So this is how you will be uploading files here. You've already sent me the manuscript. Now the next thing that you need to upload here is the existing cover and the brief form that I made you download. It should be in your download section. Okay?
Okay, can you repeat that again? I'm sorry, I was looking at something else, making sure I sent you the right one.
Right. I understand. Okay, so I was saying that the next little homework for you is that you need to upload the book cover that you already have along with the brief form that I made you download.
Okay, so... okay.
You have a question?
I'm seeing what screen. Well, I'm looking at what screen I'm on. My computer. Okay, you say you sent me something. I don't see it.
No. I did not. I made you download that document. Remember, there was an attachment to Josh's email which said Penguin Book Editing Services. So it must be in your download section. And you don't need to do this right now over the phone. You can take your time. Now you understand how you need to send a file, right?
Right. So you want me to see if I can send the book cover, too, so I can make sure you get that, or we'll do that later?
No. You need to send in the book cover as well, because I'll be having both the teams, the design team and the editing team, work simultaneously. So by the time we reach the publication phase, we have both the things ready for publication.
Okay, so let me see. I went over here and clicked that one, and then you told me to, let's see. I must have hit the wrong one because I don't see that what I did at first. So let me go back.
Yes.
And see what...
The key is going to the messages section. If you get lost, just go back to the messages section, click on Welcome on Board, and you'll be right where you left off.
Okay. Ready? Let me see. Attach file.
Mm-hmm.
Attach file.
Add files.
Okay. There's the add, and then...
Select the book cover.
Find the book cover here. Let's see. You just want the front of the cover, right?
Yeah, that would be
want...
good. If you
I have one with the front and back.
Yeah, go ahead and send me that.
Would you like to have one? Okay, the full. It's called a full cover.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, full cover. Okay. So I need to go up to the other screen and type in something like my file, or it won't ship, you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put my book cover.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then post to reply.
Okay, and then hit post to reply, and you should get it. This is in a PDF.
Mm-hmm.
So you should get it here. And this
I'm just downloading it to ensure that this is the complete book cover.
And this should be the front and back.
It's simple, but it's really nice.
Okay.
Okay, we can work with this. I will, however, send you some mock-ups so you have something to compare it with. And then maybe we can make a decision, okay?
Right.
Perfect.
That's
all right.
Great.
So, Ezra, I'm going to give you some time till tomorrow to get back to me with the brief form, the Word document that I made you download. So you can take your time, fill out the information, and upload it back just like how you sent me the manuscript and the book cover, okay?
So what kind of information I was putting? I'm sorry, I didn't hear most of that. I was going from the speaker to my – you say you're going to give me some time?
Mm-hmm. I said that I will give you some time to fill this brief form out. Go to your messages section and see if there's a file called Penguin Book Editing Service. It's a Word file.
Okay. Was that an email you sent me to?
No, it should be in your folder because we downloaded that file already.
And what does it say?
It's in your download
section. Is it on the Josh?
Yeah.
Is it just on Josh Baker's email?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what am I looking for?
You're looking for this attachment. Okay, go back to the page, Welcome on Board page, and look at the
yes.
attachment mm-hmm. that is there with Josh's message. That's the file that I'm talking about.
Yeah, hope this email finds you well, that one.
Yes, look at the bottom. There is mm-hmm. an attachment.
Look at the bottom. It says, is that the one with the Word document?
Yes.
Book editing service?
That is correct.
Okay, so just click on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And so that brings me to Ghost Editing Service questionnaire.
Mm-hmm. That is
client
correct.
Name?
Yes.
Okay, so just fill that out for you. Okay.
Correct. Fill this out and re-upload it back, just like how you uploaded the manuscript and the book cover. Once you do that, team will start working on the project.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I think I can do that. I think
okay.
I can do that. So you got the body and you got the cover.
That is correct. I got both
okay.
the files. The only thing that I need
okay.
from you and is this questionnaire that you need to answer and upload. Once you do that,
okay.
we
I
are
sure
good.
Will.
Okay.
Well, I will start as soon as I get off the phone.
Okay.
Samantha.
Thank you.
Your name's Samantha, right?
That is
okay.
correct. I'm Samantha, and I will be responsible for the bigger picture of this project. In other words, if
well,
there is anything in terms of transition, in terms of different phases, in terms of any improvements that we need to make in order to make this book a huge success, I will be the one talking to you. Meanwhile, Josh is
okay.
part of the team. He's going to take care of day-to-day tasks and activities. For example, if there's a file that needs to be delivered to you or in order to forward your feedback to the editing team, Josh will be doing that for you. Okay.
So he would be calling me or sending me an email.
Correct. He'll be calling you at some point. I just don't
okay.
want to overwhelm you with a lot of stuff. I think this is enough for today. Maybe tomorrow or Monday he's going to give you a quick call. Okay?
That's fine. Thank you so much, Samantha. I appreciate
no
you.
No worries at all. It is my honor, Ezra, to work with you. And I'm going to learn a lot of things from you, too. So I'm very excited about it.
Well, you bet. Well, I'm excited to be able to share with everybody.
Of course. You are blessed.
So if you have
and
any
you're
questions,
a very good person. Of course, I'm going to reach out to you.
If you have any questions, okay, y'all, this is my cell phone number. If you have any questions,
mm-hmm.
shoot me a text, and then I can give you answers, you know, and so forth.
That works perfectly fine for me, Ezra. And likewise, this is my cell number. You know, the number that I sent you the screenshot from? That's my cell number.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just in case if
okay.
you want to have a word with me, if there are any concerns on the project or you have questions
okay.
for me, just go ahead and drop me a text. Let me just give you a heads up, Ezra. I'm a very busy person. You will hardly find me on a call. So it would be better if you text me prior to calling so I can, you know, make some time and be available for you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Right.
I appreciate you.
Thank you so much once again. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and you have yourself a wonderful day ahead. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.